って。
Up what you want via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Guard.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features on the site are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that is freetalklive.com. We will get back to your calls, but want to answer the question that was asked the very last moments of the last hour when Jason had called in from California to tell us that he'd been pulled over recently. And he still, apparently, when even though the cops were arresting him, putting him in the back of the squad car, he still had his Bluetooth headset in. And so he was wondering if there was some sort of service that he could contact that, you know, would allow him to record what was going on around him. And he must be new to the show, because I know we've talked about this within the last several months on the program.
Yeah, but people don't listen Porcupine, every minute of the show.
Sure. Porcupine 411 is something that we have here in New Hampshire. So I don't know, you know, you can't really use it out in California because that's not its intended purpose.
Your particular service, but maybe they could make...
this could be set up. Anybody can set one of these
Santa
things
Monica
up. You totally could. But the basic concept is... this voice over IP becoming very, very affordable to do. And so you can set up your own voice over IP server, basically, that will handle this. This is one of the many things that it can do. The way it works is you dial a number, and you can have it saved in your phone just like any other number. For me, it's saved on number 9. So if you get my phone, you open it up, you hold the number 9 button down, it automatically calls Pork 411. And then you begin speaking or recording or whatever it is you're going to record. You let it record, and when you hang up, the message is distributed via email as an attachment. So a compressed waveform is distributed via email to hundreds of people who have signed up to be on that particular receiving list.
Very cool.
And so instantaneously, your situation is sent out to people. And boy, is
who
it...
who are monitoring their email.
Correct.
So it could be, you know, quite some time until, you know, some people don't check.
Well, he only asked if there was something to record.
Yeah.
He did not ask if there was something that would be, you know, a live operator you could talk to. That's something that actually, from what I understand, does exist right now in a very beta preliminary stage, Porcupine 911. Again, all of this was set up by one of the activists here in New Hampshire, Michael Hampton from HomelaneStupidity.us. He calls the show from time to time.
He's a busy guy.
He is a very technically adept guy, and it's great to have him working for us instead of working for the state. But he was the one that innovated this around here, and it's worked brilliantly. People have used it to report things like police checkpoints. They've used it to report little things. You know, it gets Port 411, so it's not for emergencies. They've used it to report things like them coming here to New Hampshire and running late. That way people that were hoping to, you know, help them move into their house wouldn't be too early. And so,
cool.
You know, sending
very,
information
very cool.
along. And it's also been used to record some scenes where the cops have been harassing people, where Dave Ridley, for instance, from RidleyReport.com, was encountering the police on the street at one point, and actually several points, but one particularly memorable point when the cops were harassing him for open carrying a firearm, which is completely legal by their own laws here in New Hampshire, and Dave was holding that phone out the entire time recording those cops. And it's a really useful service. So if you don't have it in your area, perhaps you should get together with some fellow activists, if you have any fellow activists in your area, and set such a thing up.
If you don't have any fellow activists,
get
sign up for the Free State Project.
Yeah, they're all here. That's the thing. They're coming here.
Go to freestateproject.org and get on board, because the Free State Project does bring you Free Talk Live, and you can go and learn more there. And we would love to have your activism here in New Hampshire, where it's really our best chance for liberty in our lifetime. Let's continue with your calls about what you want. I believe it is Tom on the line in New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Tom.
Yeah, I just wanted to point something out about political debate, like when a state representative is on a radio talk show out there or a state senator and you want to call up and gripe about a blatantly unjust state law. If it's a situation where the government is wielding its police force as a weapon of unprovoked violence to intimidate people into giving up their rights, like to intimidate them into sending their children to schools and that sort of thing. Well, here's a line to close with, okay? Here's a line to consider using, and it will not only wake up some a few politicians, but a lot of registered voters that are listening to that talk show, and that is to say, the only reason your government gets away with that is because good cop killers are hard to find these days.
Wow.
Yeah. And it's true. You know, the only reason they get away with the war on drugs is because good cop killers are hard to find these days.
Yeah,
when my wife was going through all this mess with the Discrimination and Naturalization Service, and we're waiting all morning to get an interview, finally we get the thing. Okay, now go over to the other window there and pay the $200. Okay, and we go over there, closed for lunch. We have to wait until the bureaucrat comes back from lunch to pay $200 worth of free money. You know, the only reason they get away with that is because good cop killers are hard to find these days. Otherwise, there wouldn't be a border patrol.
So you're saying that the reason why, I mean, to put it in other words, the reason why these cops and all these government bureaucrats continue to get away with this, like the guy we talked about in the first hour of the program having his $250,000 house stolen from him because he didn't pay a $50 parking ticket, the reason why this continues to go on is because people keep putting up with it instead of fighting back. That's what you're saying?
I'm saying that this is a useful line that I am suggesting that more people can close when, let's say you're.
I don't agree that cop
student,
killers are the solution, though, Tom. I think that the solution is non-cooperation.
However, when you write, let's say they're writing, every freshman goes to college and has this immediate gripe that they're a legal adult at 18, but the drinking age is 21. And all they get back is some obnoxious backtalk from the state senator about how this is for your own good. And the state senators actually expect gratitude from the outvoted discrimination victims until they read a letter that says the only reason you get away with wielding your police force to try to intimidate us into giving up the right to drink is because good cop killers are hard to find these days.
What about politician killers?
Tom, don't you think it might be a little too shocking for some people? Some people would just clam up and say, whoa, I can't listen to what that guy says because he said something that was too shocking.
Possibly.
Well, we can't just sit around and wait for them to be good and ready to shut off their idiot switches. I mean, so what if they're going to act like they're all horrified or not? What are we supposed to do? Sit around and wait until they're good and ready
to
be reasonable?
But doesn't that sort of suggest, while it is an interesting point, Tom, doesn't that sort of suggest that killing cops is the solution?
Oh, no, I didn't say that. Nothing contained
herein
should be construed as advocating, soliciting, ordering, or otherwise attempting to persuade any persons to commit any acts of violence against any sworn law enforcement officer.
Oh, well said. You keep that in your pocket and I'll lay it on a card.
Thank you for the call. We appreciate it.
But, you know, Tom's...
I think it does suggest violence, though. And I don't think
that's the solution.
The reason why they keep getting away with it is not because they aren't getting offed. I mean, certainly that would probably put a stop to some of it, but
I don't know what it would do. It would escalate the situation. There would have to be a lot of cop killing, and
more
those cops,
firepower.
Those cops would be behind. The most important lives to cops are cops' lives. They could really care less about what's happening to the civilian population. They could care less what happens to the prisoners. Is all they care about are cops. And I suppose, to some lesser extent, the politicians whom they work for.
You get a lash back, you'll get violence back against you, and they'll scattershot it against as many people as they can. You'll have a police state clamp down, crack down. It'll just be worse. I think the reason why it continues to go on is because people are just too damn deferent to what they consider to be authority, and they keep putting up with this crap.
Oh, yeah.
If enough people just stopped obeying, if enough people just stopped paying the parking tickets and all this other nonsense that they want us to obey, then they couldn't build enough jails to put everybody into. They couldn't possibly, I mean, economically, it's not feasible to put all the pot smokers in jail at once, because then there's going to be all kinds of jobs that'll be unfilled, and then everybody that's not in jail...
No one could get a pizza delivered anywhere in America.
Everybody that's not in jail would then have to be paying more taxes in order to keep all those pot smokers in prison. But will the pot smokers ever have the courage to stand up and say, yeah, I smoke pot and I'm okay? For the most part, they will not. Though we are seeing it here and there. There was, the kids in Denver or whatever in Colorado that had a public smoke-in or whatever on their college campus. That was good. A step in the right direction. And hopefully we'll see some civil disobedience in regards to marijuana sometime within the next year here in New Hampshire. And we'll see what happens there. But for the most part, Americans are too damn cowardly to stand up for their liberty. And if you don't stand up, then, we'll all just fall under tyranny together. More coming up. You bring up what you want. Free Talk Live.
Welcome to the Shack Radio Minute, with thoughts and commentary on spirituality by the author and collaborators of the best-selling book, The Shack. Here's Paul Young, Brad Cummings, and Wayne Jacobson.
So not everybody's enjoyed this book.
The Shack?
Yeah.
No, we've gotten some pretty hard...
Dings.
Dings, you call them.
I call them dings.
It's been called heresy. It's been called all kinds of things. One commentator actually said the reason this book can't be good...
It's too chummy.
...is it's got God being too kind. In fact, he said what God wants from us when he meets us is to be overwhelmed with the despair of our own unworthiness.
Do we really think that God, who's going to create the world, just got around in Father, Son, and Holy Spirit and said, you know, guys... Let's create a creation and see how miserable we can make them.
Yeah, like he wants us just to be groveling on the floor anytime he's near.
Or even when he comes, that we would be so focused on ourselves instead of be celebrating him.
Is that the God you met up at the shack?
Absolutely. When I reached for the door, I needed him to come busting in the middle of my stuff, wrap me in his arms, and swing me around and tell me that he loved me.
And isn't that the point of the incarnation? Jesus came to assure us of the Father's love.
For more information on the New York Times bestselling book, The Shack, please visit theshackbook.com. What if there is a God who really loves you? For those who have ever wondered how God can exist in a world of unspeakable tragedy and sadness comes a riveting new novel that could change the way you think about God. The Shack. Number one on the New York Times bestseller list for the last 7 weeks is the most talked about book of the year. It's an uplifting, endearing, unconventional look at a man, his pain, and an unbelievable encounter. The Shack is available wherever books are sold.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offered both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Hey, Bonnie, no more pickpocketing for us. I have an easier way we can steal people's credit cards without them even knowing they've been robbed.
How so, Clyde?
I have this RFID reader I picked up on the internet. Just by waving it near you, I can skim your credit card information while your cards are still in your purse. Just watch.
Hey, look, that's my info on the screen. You gotta be kidding me.
Nope. With 50 million credit cards with hidden RFID chips, I figure we'll make a fortune. As long as people don't hear about Identity Stronghold.
Why? What's Identity Stronghold?
They make the secure sleeve. When people keep their credit cards in the shielded secure sleeve, I can't read them.
Do a lot of people already know about the secure sleeve?
No way. Most people don't realize they even have chips in their credit cards and passports.
Clyde, we should get some of those secure sleeves.
I already got some. I also got some to fit our passports. Identity Stronghold has secure sleeves for sale right on the internet at IDStronghold.com.
IDStronghold.com?
Right. Or you can call them at 1-800-610-2770.
Every week, thousands of violent crimes are committed. Don't let yourself become a statistic. Be smart. Be safe. Trust pepper spray instead of your luck. Pepperspray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all of your non-lethal self-defense supplies. Pepperspray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web. From big to small, we have it all. Pepper spray, mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. Pepperspray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Pepperspray.com has great news for outdoor enthusiasts. Now you can protect yourself against possible animal attacks with safe, humane animal repellents. Featuring counter-assault bear deterrent and mace brand animal repellent. Enter radio in the coupon box and you'll receive 10% off your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to pepperspray.com. That's pepperspray.com. Or call 1-800-908-9988 today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You bring up what you want toll-free at 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Guard. And Mark.
Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features are free, and they include the bulletin board system. You can get interactive with over 375,000 posts. Lots of people talking about different things, from serious issues to fun stuff. You'll find it all free at bbs.freetalklive.com. That's bbs.freetalklive.com.
Before you schedule that next business trip, or maybe even that next conference call, try WebEx for free. You can go to WebEx.com. You can enter promo code 600, that's 600, and you can start your free trial of WebEx today. It's WEBEX.com, promo code 600, and you can start your free trial today. Plus, get a free webcam.
800-259-9231. Coming up, Gardner, with a story in relation to the police state. But first, we go to your calls. Indy is on the line in Connecticut. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Indy.
Hey, guys. I bought a book on Amazon this week. I'm sorry I forgot to interview your portal. But I did patronize two of your online advertisers.
Excellent.
And I let them know where I heard about their products on the GCN stream. So I hope I did my part. Hey, since Gard's on tonight, I kind of saved my question until he was on. He kind of discouraged me a few months ago from getting inside the government and trying to change it from within. I wanted to share my experience with you guys and tell me if I'm on the right track.
Okay, sure.
I've been appointed to the local trash board, or as we call it here, solid waste transfer station board. And for 6 months, I've been arguing with my team to privatize or to separate the dump from the tax budget. They resisted for 6 months, and finally I won them over. We are separating it and making it a pay-per-use basis, and I thought it was a major victory for liberty and freedom, and I call you out, Guard. Am I doing the right thing? Are we on the right page?
Well, you know, I've been torn about this for a while because I do associate with a lot of the people who participate politically, and on my show I often talk about trying to stop legislation or trying to help a certain legislation get passed. And I myself have gone to the State House many times and testified and so on. I think my position is I just get burned out from doing that. I don't want to dissuade people if they want to participate. But I am an anarcho-capitalist, and I was talking with a couple people about this, which is I would be satisfied if we could go back to things like constitutional governments, small governments, and things like that. I'd say, okay, I guess, you know, my friends and I have done some pretty good work. We haven't gone far enough. But it's a weird tear on principle to say, okay, do I say support Ron Paul for president even though I would rather not have the presidential powers exist? I think Ron Paul would do a lot better job, and I think he would go a lot more towards the Constitution on a local level. I'd say, yeah, if you want to get involved locally, politically, I don't think that there's a problem if you are always working to try to pare down the government and eliminate as much as possible. So that's sort of the way I look at it.
And we're dealing with the reality of the situation that we're in. Julia ran for office. I mean, she's accepting what we have to deal with here, right, guys?
Right. Yeah. I'd like to make a further suggestion. Now, what my concern is that you've moved it from a government monopoly to a government-instituted monopoly. They've given it over to some other, you know, private company, and which I think is...
No, you said that they were just charging per use now instead of subsidizing from all the taxpayers, right?
Ian, you're correct. Charging per use, still a government entity, but you're kind of both right. Go ahead.
Okay, so it's a fee-for-use kind of situation, and I think that if there is any legislation... you know, any ordinances on the books, you're going to have to check, obviously, that prevents somebody from competing with the government, that you need to,
get rid of those,
your next step to, you know, taking care of it. Now that the government's doing fee-for-service, they're essentially competing in the marketplace, and you have to allow the competition to compete against them, and then you'll find that likely what you'll find is the trash service will come along, and you know the bureaucrats just can't compete.
I shopped both private and public in the process. We provide a good value right now, but if the point comes where private can provide a better value, I'm going for that. So.
Well, the only way we'll know that private can provide a better value is if private can compete. So I would encourage you to try to find any ordinances that would prevent.
Yeah, can you open a landfill? Can you just go and open a landfill?
Guys, we have a competitor right up the street who made a bid for our business. The town had a better deal right now.
Good. Okay,
so
that's all I wanted to know.
I did my homework. Good deal.
Yeah, okay. And don't misconstrue me. I hope that you know your impressions of my position on laissez-faire anarchy and free markets. In the abstract, I am a 100% anarchist free marketeer, but I certainly have no qualms with people who are getting involved with government to try to pare down the government itself.
It's a slow, grueling, awful process, but
yeah,
certainly
we've seen
that the politicos here in New Hampshire have had some level of success.
Speaking as the small government guy on the radio show here with the two guys that don't believe in government, I often hear coming...
I believe in self-government.
Whatever. I'm making a statement here. You believe in interrupting. what I hear often is that, if I support small government... Then I am, then in fact I'm shirking my position of no government. You know, if someone's who is an anarcho-capitalist or whatever term you want to use, free marketeer, voluntarist, if they choose to support a small government solution, then they're not supporting a no government solution. And I have a problem currently with, say, this guy Sununu. To a lesser extent, Barack Obama and McCain. I mean, there you really, to me, it's six one half dozen the other. Mm-hmm. But with our state senator Sununu, scores something like 80-something percent on the RLC's blog, or RLC's rating thing. But that 80% is just 20 or so votes that they took they took out of the ether. They picked them and they vetted them, and
they don't even look at them all. They don't look at all the votes.
I don't think they look at them all. I think it's 20.
Here in New Hampshire, the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance does, as I understand it, look at all of the
votes. Yes, they take a
really?
Sampling also.
Wow.
Well, I've got the sheets of paper in my briefcase. I'll show you.
I'm shocked by that.
But the fact is that this guy, where he messes up, he messes up on the war, which is half of the budget. So what you have are these unweighted votes. His 15% is probably closer to 45%, because when he messes up, he messes up on the war on terror, and he messes up on the Iraq war and the budgeting for the military. So you're talking about something that takes up half of the budgetary pie.
And then you have other items, not just the technical cost of it, but the cost constitutionally. Where is one vote that's in favor of, let's say, some very obscure thing that is sort of technically unnoticeable versus
undeclared
war or something like
that?
They
don't take technically unnoticed stuff as their they try to spread it out. The socialized medicine. They want schooling. All that stuff. They try to get one good vote from everything, and they try to look at the best ones. But unfortunately, they're not weighted. So as far as I'm concerned, if you vote to give $1 billion to the Department of Education, I'll grant you that the United States Department of Education is terrible for school kids, and is one of the reasons that our ratings have gone down internationally for a long time. But $1 billion there versus $500 billion for the war in Iraq, those are not the same.
My scales are not only economic but also constitutional. I think a 99.9% of them, if anything is unconstitutional, I will oppose them.
Yeah.
I have a graduated scale for government. I'd be satisfied with the founder's idea if we had small areas that were close to and similar to competing private entities. It's not the way I would want it eventually, but it would be closer.
Indy, thanks for your call. Hopefully that answered your question. More coming up. You can take control and bring up what you want. This is Free Talk Live.
Why should we fire Congress? Because they use the Constitution of the United States as a scrap of paper. They swear an oath to follow it, and then they reject it. That was their employment document. They haven't followed it. Congressmen, senators, you're fired.
Washington, you're fired!
I think it's the next freedom to fascism.
Washington, You're Fired was born out of sheer frustration with abuses in our current political system, and it gives a voice to Americans across the country. Washington, You're Fired examines constitutional issues as they relate to the Katrina disaster, the president's illegal spy program, NSA data mining, FISA secret court, the illegal wiretapping of millions of Americans, and the last 7 years of terror-related spy bills, how they affect you, and what you can do about it. Washington, You're Fired captures the spirit and zest of an old-fashioned Boston Tea Party. Kem Williams describes the film as a rabble-rousing call to arms. We invite you to make the change with us. Help take back our government now. Go to TakeBackWashington.com and get the video tools you need for the information war. We have a plan to take back our government. Please visit TakeBackWashington.com.
Imagine walking down the street and hearing footsteps behind you. They get closer and closer, and suddenly you have a sense something bad is going to happen. What are you going to do to defend yourself? TebowTech specializes in non-lethal self-defense products for you and your family. With everything from stun guns and tasers to personal alarms and pepper spray, TebowTech will arm you with the most advanced non-lethal products anywhere on the net. Not sure where to start? The TebowTech Essentials package is great for you or to share with your family. It comes with a 950,000-volt cell phone stun gun, a multi-pack of pepper sprays, an extremely loud personal alarm, and a how-to book for defending yourself with pepper spray, all at a low price. With these or any of Tebow Tech's products, you have the tools to defend yourself against an attack and get yourself to safety. Don't be a victim. Be a victor. Stock up now. TebowTech.com. That's TebowTech.com.
Would you like to know how you can use water as fuel and laugh at the rising price of gas? Then keep listening for a very special offer. GasFreedom.info has the information you need to learn about a simple technology you can have right now. GasFreedom is a do-it-yourself, affordable, practical, free energy device. It uses electricity from your car's battery to separate water into a gas called HHO. HHO, also called Brown's gas, burns efficiently and provides the energy your car needs. In just 10 minutes, you'll discover exactly how this is possible. This is the secret the oil and auto industry doesn't want you to know. Go to gasfreedom.info to learn how easy it is to extract energy from water to run your car. During the month of August, visit gasfreedom.info and receive $100 off of your order. Turn any car into a hybrid and laugh all the way to the bank. Visit gasfreedom.info. That's gasfreedom.info. Or call 239-628-3708. That's 239-628-3708. Call today.
We all know that the Berkey water systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. The revolutionary Berkey Light self-sterilizing and recleanable purification elements purify water by removing pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and by extracting harmful chemicals such as herbicides, pesticides, VOCs, organic solvents, radon-222, and trihalomethanes. They also reduce nitrates, nitrites, sediment, and unhealthy minerals such as lead and mercury. As an authorized dealer for over 2.5 years, serving thousands of satisfied customers, we offer amazing specials for Berkey Light water systems. Order the Berkey Light system today, complete with two black Berkey filter elements and free KDF shower filter for only $209, plus free shipping. That's right, free shipping and one KDF shower filter, a $49 value free for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653, or simply click on the banner at gcnlive.com to order online now. Not yet available on
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You can bring up what you want via the toll-free number at 1-800-259-9231, the Sickle CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Guard.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features are free, so enjoy all those on us. Again, that is freetalklive.com, and the features include live streams, updates, and more. You can get signed up for the updates at updates.freetalklive.com, and you'll know first whenever there's something fresh to announce about Free Talk Live. Again, that's updates.freetalklive.com. And are you remodeling your kitchen or bath? Now you can purchase knobs, pulls, and faucets at wholesale prices. And you can support a business that supports Free Talk Live, InterKnobs.com. Save 10% on your order if you use the code FTL at checkout. That's InterKnobs.com. So not only are you getting great prices right up front, but then 10% on top of that will be lobbed off if you use the code FTL. Now that's InterKnobs, InterKnobs, InterKnobs.com. Friendly service and wholesale prices for knobs, pulls, and more. All at InterKnobs.com. As we continue, actually, real quick, just to once again address what was going on with Indy's call there from Connecticut, because, Guard, you were kind of confused at why he was even asking you that in the first place, because even though you are, as you describe yourself, an anarcho-capitalist or voluntarist, would you accept that?
Yes, absolutely. It's a great way to put it. Yeah.
Even though you are a voluntarist, you also understand that people see some value in working within the system, and you don't, you know, you don't belittle them for that necessarily.
No, not at all.
And so if Indy feels as though he's having some sort of positive effect being pro-liberty inside the system, then that's great. And
I think
that's
it's awesome.
His thing.
And it's a great example for other people to see. That's I think, a very valuable thing. And you know, one of the things I try to do is as we were discussing off the air, anytime I discuss this, I try to express that there are two groups in the sort of anarchist or libertarian factions on our side of the fence, perhaps you might say, which are people who are willing to try to go in, influence legislation, talk to the politicians, spend their time doing that, or run for office. And that is difficult work, and I used to be involved with it. It's hard. And then there's the other faction. They don't want to have anything to do with government. They don't want people to vote. And I respect both of those positions. And I don't think it's necessarily like a bipolar condition to say, yeah, you know, both you guys work. And if you can work in tandem, imagine getting the people who don't want to get involved in government but do protests and things like that. If they can work in tandem with the people who are trying to work in government, that sure. is a great and powerful thing.
Yeah, I think we're seeing some of that happen here in New Hampshire. But I wanted to touch on, you had said that your standards for the government people are pretty high. And I've found that mine have become higher and higher as well, in that if somebody wants me to vote for them, for instance, you know, if you're not going to sign the small government pledge that says that you will vote small government every issue, every single time, as you said, you know, 99.9% of the time, if you're not every issue, every time small government, you cannot, I will not support you.
You can't.
I am almost 100% completely done with the whole voting thing. I would make an exception for a candidate like Julia, my girlfriend, who ran and signed the small government pledge. She was the only candidate in the entire race who would sign such a thing. That, to me, shows that you are really serious about adhering to whatever principles you possibly can adhere to whilst inside the system. And if you aren't willing to take that stand, then I'm not willing to support you.
I think the closest thing you could get would be to try to find you're giving these people your sanction. So you've got to find someone to whom you can give your sanction, your approval. And the only way that I would do it is if I could really believe that this man was as consistently as possible, or a woman, was trying to vote to reduce the burden of government on people, to dismantle the state.
It over here and then enlarge it over there.
No, exactly.
Not going to even deal with you.
Yeah, you can't go that way. You know, one of my good friends in the state house is Dan Itza, a representative here in New Hampshire. He's a fundamentalist evangelical Christian, but 90-some% of the time he votes in favor of very good bills, very good laws. Now, I know we live within the government structure. He happened to write one of the bills that I found not so good, which was the Defense of Marriage bill here in the state of New Hampshire. To try to amend the state constitution to define marriage as between only a man and a woman.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, with slow conversation and slow talk, I started to get him to see my position. And now the question is, if I were in his district, would I vote for him? On all these other issues, I know that he's awesome. On this one issue, I say to myself, luckily I would have an out, because it wouldn't be a state issue eventually. It would be a federal issue if somebody got married in another state and they came to our state. The full faith and credit clause of the Constitution means that we would have to acknowledge it, and because it's a legal document in another state. So I would have an out there. But what if that didn't exist? How would I go? So those are difficult situations to try to handle. And hopefully, if you're going to be voting, you'll find somebody on a local level who consistently is voting in favor of freedom.
That's a tough find, I can tell you that.
I can't say that. See,
they can't resist.
I have the same dilemma. You know, probably to a lesser extent. My number will go a little farther. I'm willing to stretch it. You know, maybe to from the instead of 95% to 85% or 80% or something like that. But you know, on a national level, there's different concerns than there are obviously on a local level. And I also, you know, I'm going to admit to something that I haven't admitted. I've told no one.
No, sorry. You've already told someone that.
I've only told one other human being this, and not my wife. When we had the mayoral election, I said I didn't vote for any mayoral candidate. I voted for the Republican. Because I didn't know what to do. Here you've got crap hole on one side, and you've got, you know, the big money jerk on the other, and like it's just the same thing. And you know, it's either 6-1, half dozen the other, and I just decided instead of not voting, I would vote for one of them, and he lost. But so therefore, my vote didn't count. But still, you know, I mean, like I don't even know what to do.
Well, you know, as I have always or recently have been saying on the program, I think what to do is to non-cooperate and build that movement, because I think it'll be a lot more effective, a lot faster than having to wait 2 years and then even run somebody else and then hope that they're principled enough and then, you know, and get money.
What happened to me is what's going to happen to a lot of Republicans. They're going to say, you know, I gotta go vote for this presidential election, and they're gonna end up pulling the lever for McCain, even though he sucks.
Don't tell me you're gonna go and do that.
No, I can't imagine you doing that.
I would.
It's interesting.
Sununu, though, I might very well do a Sununu. I'm on the fence. I don't know.
That's one of the things where you look at some of the people who are outside our sphere, and they're looking at the Obama-McCain dichotomy, this problem, you know, and they're saying, well, on balance, and they're saying, well, you make the same decision, guard. You have to say, well, on balance, would I vote for this guy? And that's why oftentimes I don't vote. And instead,
yeah,
I try to work towards educating people because there isn't that option.
Yeah, there's no option for me in the presidential
race. Yes, it has to be a very, very clear choice for me. Otherwise, I can't do that. And
my standards keep going up.
Yes.
I think in the presidential election, what I'll probably do is vote for Ron Paul as a write-in. Now, I'm not saying that it'll amount to anything. I don't believe it will. But at the very least,
Barr will be lucky if he gets reported on as far as his results. So certainly it's not going to, no way he's going to report.
I wonder whether he's going to get some conservatives that would have otherwise voted for the Republican candidate.
I think he likely will.
Well, I got to.
I think he'll keep John McCain out of office.
I think the same phenomenon that has worked in the past is going to work again, pretty much, except for maybe a couple percentage points with the evangelicals and the other conservatives out there, where as disgusted as they are for John McCain, they won't turn to Bob Barr. They're going to say it's going to get closer and closer and closer. The pressure is going to build, and they're going to say, oh, I've got to do something. And
wasted vote syndrome.
Syndrome, exactly.
All right, let's go to your calls. Christian anarchist Gene is on the line in Tennessee. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Gene. Gene, going once. Gene, the Christian anarchist.
Hello.
Hello.
How can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Hey, Gene.
Okay, good. I just wanted to say how an anarchist can be involved in politics.
Because, all right, do tell.
Of course, I am an anarchist, and of course, I have been involved in trying to get Ron Paul elected as president, Santa Claus of the United States, I would call him. because I look upon participating in the political process as the same as participating in telling children about Santa Claus and the presents under the tree and all this, because certain people aren't ready for the reality that all of this is fiction, that none of it actually exists. And for those people, we need to bring them into the fold gently. You can't just shock them.
Yeah, that's a good point. You can't just whip off the rose-colored glasses. Thanks, Gene, for the call. More on the way. You can take control of the airwaves. This is your show. It is Free Talk Live, and the toll-free number for you is 1-800-259-9231. It's Free Talk Live.
You ever have one of those days where everything goes right? First, I get the best parking space at work. Tonight, I have a date with a very lovely Rachel. And today, I gave a killer presentation in Sydney, finalized a contract in London, and demoed our new product in Boston. Online, from my desk, with WebEx. WebEx lets me take meetings and give presentations from my desk. I just talk to clients on the phone, and they watch what's happening on my desktop from their desktop. So I can travel the world and still be here for my date tonight with Rachel.
Travel less, meet online. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code 600 to get a free trial and a free webcam, too. Remember that code, 600, to qualify for the free webcam. WebEx, now part of Cisco and used by more than 5.5 million people every month. Give it a try, free. Go to WebEx.com and enter the promo code 600. WEBEX.com. Free webcams available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
If your body isn't feeling too well these days, you're gonna start taking this hemp, I say. Go to hempusa.org. You may not like what I'm about to say, but you know I'm gonna say it anyway. The government doesn't want the best for you. They keep you down, they keep you blue. They starve your body for all its nutrients. They won't let you grow industrial hemp. It really doesn't make any kind of sense when it's so healthy for the world and useful for you, my friends. I hope Mr. Bush will hear this song, for the heart of America wants this one. Go to hempusa.org. If you're a truther, an anarchist, or renegade, you only want things that God has made, go to hempusa.org. We offer free shipping anywhere in the States. Go to hempusa.org.
Price assumes 4% down payment at 7.5% APR over 30 years.
Wow, look at this place. 4 bedrooms, 2 baths.
Yeah, I know.
Geez, you're not even 30. We have the same salary, Maggie. How can you afford all this?
My mortgage payment is less than $300 a month.
What? That's less than I pay for rent. How did you...
All I did was call BNI for a list of homes that are being sold for back taxes or foreclosure.
Home foreclosures are on the rise. That means there are great deals out there, especially for first-time home buyers. Like this listing, a 4-bedroom, 2-bath going for under $20. $30,000. That's just $199 a month. Listings go fast, so call BNI for a list of these homes today. Call 1-800-774-3558.
I could actually afford to own my own home.
Yeah, and it's easy. Just call BNI for the list.
Properties that have been foreclosed or repossessed are a real bargain and sometimes sell for little or no money down. For a list of homes in your area, call 1-800-774-3558. 1-800-774-3558. That's 1-800-774-3558.
In this age of advanced electronics, we have many new amazing technologies. Smartphones, intelligent credit cards, even cars that talk and park themselves. In 2004, John Wright Laboratories perfected the technology known as the Rife machine. The new JW Labs Model A is a compact, solid-state, battery-powered personal therapy device that's in a class by itself. Larger than a cell phone, smaller than a CD player, the Model A has power and accuracy that exceeds anything else that's available at any price, even for top professionals. Use it just 5 minutes as part of your daily hygiene to give you the edge against any past, present, or future pathogen with 99% reliability. Use it to gain control of the most serious forms of disease. The Model A comes with everything you need to get started, along with unlimited customer service and a lifetime replacement warranty. Act now, because the future is here today. Call 888-891-1122. That's 888-891-1122. Or visit jwlabs.com. That's jwlabs.com today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. Sickles CAI. Toll-free line. Ian here with you.
And Guard.
And Mark.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that is freetalklive.com. And if you want to help support the show, then we need you to vote for us. Please go to vote.freetalklive.com. Still behind by over 100 votes. And in fourth place.
Measly, stinking fourth place.
And measly 100 votes. I mean, we've got, you know, at least 3,000 people that are going to listen to this on podcast tonight. So, you know, if just a few of you went out and voted, it'd make
a big
difference.
Don't forget all the live listeners right now.
Yeah,
and, radio stations everywhere and, you know, online and...
So we don't ask a lot of you as listeners to the program, but this is one of those things. It's a once-a-month thing that we ask you to do. Of course, we ask more than once a month. Unfortunately, we have to because we just don't get the enough response from asking
right.
once.
And we've instituted a policy that we didn't mention on the air yet,
yeah.
is that we're not going to ask for votes at vote.freetalklive.com if we're 25, I'm thinking 25 or 50, somewhere in
you
there.
You've got a lead.
Yeah, if we've got a 25 or 50-point vote lead, I don't see any reason to ask for it because, you know, our listeners are doing their job, and so therefore we should bug them.
It's not their job. It's just something nice. It's appreciated.
You're right. It's nothing that they have to do. We're giving
you aren't getting paid. We're going to keep doing the show if you don't vote, but darn, it sure does help us. It helps us get new listeners, and a lot of you found our show through Podcast Alley.
Yep.
So go and vote at vote.freetalklive.com. It'll take you a minute, maybe less, and all you need is an email address. It will not be sold or spammed, and it makes a big difference for us. So please, vote.freetalklive.com as we continue with your calls. Fred is on the line listening to KGEZ. Fred, you're on Free Talk Live.
Good afternoon, gentlemen, or good evening, whatever it is.
Hey, what's up?
Hey, are you guys against paying taxes?
Yes.
Yes.
I'm not against paying taxes.
Okay. Why?
Because I think there are certain services, you know, the government, we formed our government to do the things that we can't do for ourselves, like highways and that kind of stuff.
Did you? You were there when they formed the government?
No.
You're a really old guy,
Fred. I said we as a nation formed our government.
I see.
To do the things that we can't do for ourselves. Now, I am against paying taxes when it's going to salaries, and the salaries are higher than most of us in the private sector are making. Would a man making $10 an hour in the private sector hire a servant and pay him $15? Because that's exactly what we're doing in this damn country.
Well,
yeah, that doesn't make any sense.
I have no problem paying for services I've contracted for, and I am interested in some of the services that government has monopolized. I mean, I am interested in fire protection for my home. I'm interested in having the streets plowed and salted during the wintertime.
Well,
and I'm willing to pay for those things, but I want to pay for them on a voluntary market basis.
And Ian, remember the contract that you and I signed for him before he called up? that said that he would pay for all of our entertainment and our cable television.
Majority
and,
rules,
you know,
right?
We did that together, even though we did it 200 years ago, and he wasn't even alive to be part of that consent. We did that because, you know, we're all very patriotic people. And there are a couple fallacies in what you brought up, that the whole concept of the we.
But what I'm saying is, when we're paying the government employees more than we're making in the private sector, especially in their pensions and all the benefits they get 13 holidays off a year. We get 6 holidays off a year in the private sector. And
but
this is what I'm a little sick and tired of. I'm sick and tired of them becoming my master and I'm the servant.
See, but you can see that inherent in your disagreement and frustration, there's a problem, because what if we, in the majority, say that that's acceptable?
We is the ones that were pushing Barack Obama and McCain because, as I said, 52% of the workforce works for the government directly or indirectly.
So
they
right.
take all the divorced women in this country. Government, be my papa. Government, be my papa. They're the ones, we the people, are demanding more welfare. That's our damn problem. We are demanding, not me personally, not you guys.
Yeah, practically
but
speaking.
But the damn voters are voting for... Gimme.
You're right. And practically speaking, you're absolutely right. We're being bled to death by a welfare state that shouldn't exist constitutionally, should not exist ethically.
That's right.
And is backwards economically and destroys lives. It's supported by an educational system that makes kids believe that this is okay. But inherent in this, that what has allowed this to all grow is the concept of the we, the concept that we... Yeah, and so what we've got to do is recognize, A, that the Constitution that the founders signed is not necessarily a document that applies to us because we didn't sign it. But
well, get rid of the 18th Amendment, which was adopted in 1923, go back to just the just one vote per family before, like it was before 1923. That would solve a lot of the problems.
Here's an idea. I say if a politician is going to be running for a federal office or a state office or a local office, and those people know that they're going to be taking an oath to uphold that particular document, and they want to sign on to it, I'm going to hold them as strictly as possible to the parameters of that document, and that would mean cutting out all those things you just complained
you're
about.
You're getting in trouble. There's not enough of us wees compared to their wees.
Right, which is why non-cooperation is the key to success in this whole battle for liberty that we're all engaged in. Fred, I've got something I want to talk to you about. It's pretty serious. But if you had another point, go ahead. No, I want to get to it.
The reason I called for it was on the war on the drugs.
Okay.
Free Speech TV did a show last month on drugs. And it was the show was done by ex-DEA agents, ex-cops, and ex-judges from Los Angeles.
Mm-hmm.
And they were saying, they asked one question. Do you want the private sector dealing out drugs, or do you want the criminals dealing out drugs? And here's the point. The criminals don't give a damn who they get hooked on drugs, at what age. At least if it was done in the private sector on drugs, because you're not going to get rid of the stupid idiots in this country from using drugs.
No, you're sure.
At least put it in the private sector so you can control who takes it and who doesn't take it.
Absolutely.
I mean, right now, there are 12 million children, 12 years old on up, hooked on crack.
You know, we've got our friends, Will Buchanan, his wife and his brother, are walking across the country right now, and they're in the midst of walking across your very own state of Montana there as we speak, and you can go and follow his progress at walkforliberty.com.
I've talked to him before, and he doesn't agree with me whatsoever.
Well, you've talked to Will Buchanan.
I think I've talked to him, or it was one of the guys who was walking across, he was talking about drugs. But anyway,
in Los Angeles alone,
they spend over $1 billion a year in the courts just fighting drugs. Look at our prison system. One-third of all the men in prison are there because of stupid drugs.
Well, what I was going to say about
Will Buchanan... That's just possession, nonviolent drug offenses. I've seen numbers even higher than that, somewhere in the 80 percentiles of, you know, somehow drug-related.
Anyway, I find it hard to believe,
$50,000 a year to put a man in prison.
Fred, just as on the point that you were talking about earlier about drugs being in the private sector, manufactured through a legitimate, quality-controlled, laboratory-based process, Will Buchanan from the Walk for Liberty has been walking across the country for liberty, and I doubt you've talked to him because
he's not really on cell phone range. I talked to somebody about a year ago who was walking across country.
No, no, he's only been doing it for about 3 months. He's not on drugs. He's walking for liberty. He's walking to New Hampshire, walked from Oregon to New Hampshire. But anyway, here's what I wanted to share with you, Fred. He is, you know, walking through Montana right now, and apparently there's a lot of anti-meth advertising in Montana, a lot of real community-based anti-meth support.
And
what people don't understand about legalization is that if meth was legalized, then it wouldn't be made in some guy's back shed or in their bathroom with the kids nearby. It'd be manufactured, you know, at Pfizer. It'd be manufactured at some quality-controlled location, and nobody would be put in jeopardy from the manufacturing parameters. Fred, here's a serious issue I've got to discuss with you and the other KGEZ listeners briefly here. It has come to my attention that there are a certain contingent of listeners out there in KGEZ land.
They want the show taken off the air.
Yes, they want Free Talk Live taken off the air. They want it replaced with a refed program that's not even going to be live. And they've been lobbying pretty heavily to the station to get that done. Apparently, they had an on-air vote the other day, which is
last Friday,
which is an awful way to take a vote because whoever gets through on the phones gets the vote.
It brought every cockroach out of the woodwork.
Here's what I would suggest to you: they have yet to nail down a decision on this. If you want Free Talk Live to stay on the air during weeknights, there. Please get in touch with Elizabeth over at the radio station.
Oh, I have been. I've made my point on the radio.
This isn't just to you, Fred. It's to everybody else listening to KGEZ that likes Free Talk Live and wants us to stay on the air. Please contact Elizabeth. Her email address is traffic.
Oh, I know what it is.
I know you know, Fred. I'm telling everybody else. Thanks for the call. traffic@z600.com. That's her email address, and you can get the phone number from the station as well on their website at z600.com. So
what's they want a refed conspiracy theory?
Yeah, apparently we're not. You know, I didn't ask exactly what the objections were, but I've been on the air on their midday show before, and I've heard from the detractors and the haters, and they don't like that we're not a conspiracy show, and they want more conspiracy.
Here's what I don't quite understand about that is how far do we really deviate from that? Okay, I don't believe that HARP is controlling the weather up in Alaska, and
what?
I don't believe that.
What am I doing here?
That chemtrails are trying to kill us. Maybe they're trying to control the weather. I don't know. And maybe there's something in the stuff they're trying to control the weather with that might affect some people.
So it's up to you, KGEZ listeners. Be persuasive. Our fate is in your hands. More coming up. Hour 3 is on the way. It's Free Talk Live.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Over the years, Genesis Communications Network has grown by leaps and bounds, reaching millions of listeners. The impact on political and social issues have been enormous. Businesses associated with the network have grown to become valuable enterprises. If you are accredited and have an entrepreneurial spirit, national radio may be the opportunity you're looking for. Call me today at 877-996-4327, extension 101. For more information, that's 877-996-4327, extension 101.